Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Leading on the Front Lines. I'm your host, Dan Hornacek, back this week for a leadership perspective podcast. One thing about me, if anyone that knows me personally, knows that I enjoy making homemade wine. And one of the things that's cool about making wine, and I was kind of thinking about over the last week, was kind of how it kind of correlates really well to leadership. And so we're going to kind of explore how, I'm going to call it the art of winemaking, because that's what a lot of people refer to it as. But I'm going to kind of correlate how the art of winemaking and the patience involved with it translate over to leadership. And I really, it's just been on my mind a lot this last week, and just because it's something I really enjoy doing as a hobby. And so that's what we're going to kind of talk about this week. So really, the big question is where do I see the connection between winemaking and leadership? But really, I mean, it's somewhat obvious when you think about it. Winemaking is a very intricate process. It takes a lot of patience, attention to detail, long-term vision. I know that kind of seems maybe a bit of an exaggeration, but you know, when you're sitting there working on something for, you know, months, if for some wines, could take up to a year before the finished product is drinkable. You know, you need to have that long-term vision. Is it going to be dry? Is it going to be sweet? Is the fruit you're getting early fruit, late fruit, mid-season fruit? There's a lot of things that go along with it. And just like I just said, early fruit, young people, you know, middle-aged people, people later in their lives, you know, these are all different types of variables that you need to consider. And, you know, so you start with a selection of grapes and more fruit. I like making fruit wines. And, you know, you need to carefully choose your right team. You know, you need to choose the right fruit or the right grapes. And you need to find team members who possess the skills and qualities needed for success. Same with when you're making wine. You need to find a fruit that's maybe in season, that's, you know, maybe midway through the season, if it's kind of the flavor profile you want to go after. And I think it's a really good analogy as far as you know, picking your team. So you've picked your team. Now what, right? And this is kind of the magical part of winemaking, the fermentation process. You know, this is, like I said, this is where the magic happens, excuse me, and it requires a lot of patience. Okay, this is the time where you just let it sit and do its thing. And, you know, the fruit or grapes, they're sweet, they're, you can eat them, things like that. The same with the fruit. Currently I have blueberry wine that's in its secondary fermentation. So it went from delicious blueberries to now, you know, we've waited, I think, 2 months now, and everything's kind of turning into alcohol and actual drinkable wine, but it's not drinkable yet. So we have to wait and trust the process. You know, grapes or blueberries, we'll talk about blueberries to make it easy on me. They need time to transform into the wine, and that's what primary fermentation is. So you can almost look at primary fermentation like training, right? The blueberries are the new hire, and you need to allow them to develop into, you know, proficient employees. You need the individuals to have time to grow, to learn, to develop their skill sets needed for the job. And I think that's a really interesting parallel between, you know, something as simple as blueberries and making wine to a new employee. And to kind of elaborate more on the concept of patience within the leadership piece of everything, you know, it's crucial in leadership, really, because it allows you to provide guidance and support, you know, to your team members without rushing the process, right? And that's something where I think we get so caught up in wanting, you know, I taught you this, so now you need to be proficient at it right now. I think that's something that even I myself do, and it's frustrating at times because you may have goals and needs to be met within your operation, and you know, having that patience to kind of rush team members through the process just kind of in certain circumstances is inevitable, but it's just a key piece to remember. And in how I kind of correlate this to winemaking is because you can't rush the fermentation process. You just can't, simply. There's not a way to make the yeast convert sugar into alcohol any faster than it wants to or can do it, depending on the ingredients that you give it. And so leaders need to understand that personal and professional growth takes time, and there's certain things that just cannot be rushed. And by practicing patience, you as a leader are going to allow your team members to learn from their mistakes, develop their skills, and ultimately reach their full potential. I know we've talked about this a lot, but I really think this correlation is fun, and I really wanted to do it today. So going back to kind of the long-term vision, right? How does that relate to winemaking and leadership ultimately? You know, winemakers have long-term visions for the wine that they're making and the ways that they go about doing it. After primary fermentation, you rack it into a secondary fermentator, let it clear up, let some more of the yeast drop, and then you rack it again, and then you allow it to bulk age for a period of time before you bottle it. You know, and at these points, you're taste testing it, right? And you can relate that to your employee by, you know, when you're talking to them or observing what they're doing, you're essentially taste testing their proficiency, if you will. You're allowing them to perform the task. You're overseeing the task to see if they need further training, if they can start training other people. You just kind of get a feel for where your team is. And, you know, you have to make decisions based on your vision with each of those people. You know, you're not going to see immediate results. And so you, as the leader, need to have that clear vision. What is the goal? You know, my goal with this blueberry wine is to have a sweet blueberry wine at about a 15% ABV. That's my goal. I have a very clear goal. So I want, you know, if it's a dry wine, I need to sweeten it, allow it to age further. You know, there's things that I need to do. And so again, to correlate this is if you have a employee who's not quite there, maybe they're a little dry, right? For wine terms, and you need to back sweeten them. That just means you need to go back and train them a little bit more. It doesn't mean they're a bad employee necessarily. It just means that they need a little extra attention, a little extra help. You know, that's you making decisions that align with your vision overall. And although the impact of you retraining and doing these things is not going to be immediate, but it's kind of about having faith in the process. It's about staying committed to those long-term goals. And that commitment, yeah, it's to, you know, make sure that you're hitting your goals or what have you within the operation, but you're staying committed to your employee. You know, they were the blueberries, right? So you're staying committed to actively training them, actively observing them, and seeing if they do need help. You know, and again, by training them and giving them a better understanding of the job will make them more proficient. But yeah, I think it's kind of becoming clear, I hope, how how excuse me, there's parallels between winemaking and leadership. You know, again, leaders should focus on building strong relationships with your team members, period. Just like a winemaker will nurture the fruit that they're using to make their wine. Leaders need to nurture their relationships with their team members. And that involves active listening, positive feedback, you know, negative feedback in a good way, right? We've talked about that in past episodes. Creating a supportive environment where individuals not only can but want to grow. And that's going to come straight from the top. You know, but secondly, you know, leaders should encourage, you know, kind of experimentation and in learning. Yes, you may, as the manager or the leader, be proficient in whatever you're training them, but that doesn't necessarily mean that your training style is the way that that employee learns. And that's part of that, you know, observing them and kind of having those one-on-one dialogues. How do they learn? You know, winemaking involves experimentation. It could be different fruit varieties, grape varieties, yeast, water, different yeast nutrients. There's so much that goes into it. And we're talking about people, right? So we're talking about an individual person that you need to teach a task. Of course, they're going to be different than the person who's sitting right next to him, who's performing this task perfectly. You know, it's kind of like people who talk about they suck at tests. I'm terrible at Scantron tests, the A through E. You know, there's 150 questions. I'm terrible at those. But a practical exam, I'm very good at. So it's just, you know, that's just me. And then there's others that are really good, you know, at the Scantron bubble tests and not good at practical exams. And that's a good example of what I mean. So realistically, leaders need to provide opportunities for their team members to try new approaches, to maybe take calculated risks with certain things, and learn from those experiences that they're doing. You don't have all the answers. There are other ways that you're not thinking of getting the same task accomplished, and maybe it's not proficient the way that you would do it, but it's proficient for them. And so that's kind of a key piece to it. And lastly, I think that, you know, you need to communicate your goals and your overall vision clearly. Just as, you know, we talked about winemakers having a clear vision for the end product of what they're going to be drinking out of the bottle. Leaders need to articulate their vision to their team members. And, you know, this helps create a sense of purpose, a sense of direction, encouraging team members to stay committed, even during those challenging times. And that could be back during the holiday season. That could be the challenging time that, you know, your employees are having, or it could just be, you know, they're having trouble reaching that training milestone of being proficient at a certain thing within the job. So I think that kind of sums it up as far as the correlation between winemaking and leadership. I really think that it's a really cool way to look at it. I know not a lot of people make wine. It's kind of a random hobby to have. If you haven't looked into it, please do. It's a pretty fun, simple hobby. But I just was thinking about how patience is so important within, you know, leadership. Again, just to kind of recap that, you know, nothing in life good comes necessarily super quick. There's always going to be some type of wiggle in the road, or new thing to learn, or something you weren't expecting. And I think just being patient, taking a breath, letting things happen, letting things play out, and being able to kind of react appropriately in those situations is really good. And it's going to make your team not only feel better about their performance and how they are at the job, like they're not fearing for their jobs and things, but it's also going to allow them to have a little more buy-in on you as their manager. So that's all I got for this week. Again, I'm Dan Hornacek, leading on the front lines. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and please tune in next week for another episode, and maybe I'll try to correlate it with something else going on in my life. Hope you guys have a good rest of your week.